from KQED.
This is Forum. I'm Michael Krasny. California auto insurance sales each year amount to about $21 billion. In Proposition 33, which is on the November California ballot, the Automobile Insurance Persistency Discounts Initiative, if approved, will allow insurers to offer discounts to new customers who can prove they were continuously covered by any licensed auto insurance company over the previous 5 years. These discounts, known as persistency or loyal discounts, can only be offered under present California law to existing customers. Advocates argue that the proposition is all about creating greater competition and drawing in new customers, while opponents argue that it would allow insurance companies to increase rates for drivers whose insurance had lapsed for 90 days or more and is especially unfair to the unemployed. Well, we're going to debate the measure in this segment of Forum, and joining us here in the studio to do that is Sam Kang, who is general counsel for Greenlining Institute. They're a multi-ethnic public policy research and advocacy institute, and welcome.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Glad to have you here.
Pleasure to be here.
And we also have Jamie Court with us, president of Consumer Watchdog in Los Angeles, a leader of StopProp33.org, and also author of The Progressive's Guide to Raising Hell, How to Win Grassroots Campaigns, Pass Ballot Box Laws, and Get the Change You Voted For, which we discussed on Forum. And Jamie Court, good to have you back with us.
Good to hear your voice, Michael.
Let me begin with Sam Kang. We begin with advocates for the proposition. And Sam Kang, this proposition, some are saying, is really unfair to the unemployed and is a scheme cooked up by Mercury Insurance head. Why is, in light of those kinds of criticism, why is a consumer and social justice group supporting this?
Sure. Let me just try to back up here in terms of where it came from and why we're trying to do this, why we're supporting Prop 33. Prop 33 is actually trying to expand a discount, as you said, that exists today for California's drivers. Today, if you have auto insurance coverage for 5 years straight, you can be eligible for, what you said, for a loyalty discount, which is good. But here's the rub. Here's the problem. If you want to shop around for a better deal with another insurance company, you lose that discount. So that discount you built up for 5 years is just gone if you want to get insurance with another company. So here's what Prop 33 is trying to do. If you have auto insurance coverage for 5 years, you get to take that discount with you, so customers won't be required to stay with their current insurance company to enjoy their discount. Under Prop 33, customers will be able to take their discount with them and shop it around. It's a pro-consumer measure.
Not as you see it, Jamie Court, huh?
Well, look, this is a big lie. This is an initiative backed by one insurance company billionaire who paid 99% of the money for it. George Joseph, the head of Mercury Insurance, has spent $8.4 million on this initiative. He tried it 2 years ago, was defeated, and he's not going to take no for an answer. What the initiative does is not let you take any discount you currently have with you.
Forgive me, Jimmy, just to make a point here.
Every editorial board in the state.
I just want to clarify that when you refer to it being an issue before, it was Proposition 17.
Prop 17.
This is somewhat different.
It's not at all different. It's the same initiative. It basically says that an insurance company is going to charge you based on your history of continuous coverage. That's what Prop 17 did. That's what this initiative does. This initiative carves out a couple of small loopholes, one for people in the military because that was a politically vulnerable issue for them, one for kids who live at home with their parents, and one for unemployed up to 18 months. But everybody else, if you're a foreign embassy worker and you have a lapse in your coverage, you can get slammed. If you're one of the hundreds of thousands of new drivers because of the law signed by Governor Brown just yesterday who are going to go on the road, first-time drivers will get huge premium increases because they're going to be charged based on the fact that they didn't have coverage previously even though they didn't drive previously. Same exact measure. This measure, just like Prop 17, penalizes people if they previously haven't been able to afford a car, chose not to own a car, or if you live for a time in a city where you didn't need one. If you took mass transit, it is not a progressive measure. And to equate the loyalty discount, which is when you have an insurance with a company like State Farm, for instance, which offers a 3.8% discount because you're a long-term customer and they don't have to market you, with charging people, which is what happens now, with the proposal under Prop 33, which is charging people based on whether you had insurance previously or not for any reason, is a big lie. And it's disappointing that Sam and Greenlining are on the other side of this And that, you know, they're making $200,000 from a direct contribution from George Joseph, the billionaire insurance executive behind this, to spread the word. But it is against the interests of the people they claim to represent, who are going to be first-time drivers, who will undoubtedly get very large premium increases because they have not had insurance previously. There is no way around that. And if auto insurance is competitive in California, and it is very competitive, the fourth most competitive auto insurance market in the nation, why are we going to let one insurance company billionaire try to change a law and turn us back 24 years to pre-Prop 103 days, when insurance companies could charge using this rating factor? And when they did, what it did was lock whole groups of people who out of the market simply because they were first-time drivers, they couldn't afford insurance previously. We want to open the doors to people who've had a lapse in coverage. We don't want to penalize them. And if you read the title and summary, if you read the Department of Insurance statement, if you read just the language of the initiative, it's very clear that that's what this initiative does.
And let me mention again that Prop 103, for listeners who don't remember, was the initiative back in 1988 that forced insurance companies to justify rate increases. The head that Jamie Court mentioned of Mercury Insurance was fined just a couple of years ago, $500,000. This does look, Sam Kang, like Proposition 17 may be in a different bottle. I know you consulted with all of those who felt Proposition 17 should have passed. You tried to change things. You did include, as Jamie Court pointed out, military personnel and people living at home. But it looks pretty much like the same. And why trust Mercury Insurance, since he's put about 99% of his money of the money in this?
Well, actually, I would encourage all of your listeners out there to take Jamie's advice and actually read the language, because it is completely different. Prop 33 is completely different from 17. If you just look at it, readers can actually read it probably in less than 5 minutes and understand exactly what it's doing. So if you go to yesprop33.com, please read the language.
And Jamie's calling it a big lie. Why, yeah. What would you say in response to that?
Let me first say that Green Line actually opposed Prop 17 in 2010, as did USAA, which is an insurance company that tries to serve specifically military families. Here's how Prop 33 is specifically different. One, under Prop 33, you'll qualify for a full discount even if you lose coverage for 18 months due to unemployment. That wasn't happening in Prop 17. Today, the law is very unforgiving. If you stop paying for 1 day, you lose that discount. You probably end up paying a surcharge. Two, if you qualify for that full discount if you're in the military. I think it's very important to protect our members in the military. I don't think it's a small carve-out, like Jamie said. I think it's really important to protect our military. Right now, the law doesn't care if you're a member of the military. Prop 33 to make sure this group, this important group, is protected. Third, if you have kids who drive, and as long as their permanent address is with their parents, they qualify for the same discounts as you do. And fourth, if you miss an insurance payment for any other reason, you still qualify for the discount even if you lapse in coverage for 90 days. Right now, 1 day you miss it, you're out of luck.
So you're saying it boosts auto insurance competition and actually decreases the number of uninsured drivers.
It can decrease the number of uninsured drivers. When we had a similar law, we had a similar policy in the books from 1996 to 2002, the California Department of Insurance actually reported that the rate of uninsured actually dropped by 50%. And what this policy will do under Prop 33 is that the power of the discount won't be shackled to the insurance company. The power of the discount will reside with the customer, so they can shop around, which increases competition.
Why trust George Joseph, though? I mean, particularly with his track record. I remember when Jared Garamendi was head of insurance, when he was insurance commissioner, he was hammering this guy like crazy, with good reason. He was fined $500,000 in court.
Yeah. Which is exactly why when we heard that George Joseph was going to try again, I was just as skeptical. So when I heard that, I actually wrote to him and I asked him, Mr. Joseph, why are you trying again and what is going to be different? Instead of ignoring my letter, he actually invited me into his office and invited me to cross-examine him, which I did for about 2 hours. And it was evident to me that he was trying to be very responsive to what we were trying to do. So Prop 33 was actually rewritten in its entirety. It didn't even start with 17 as a premise. Who wrote the initiative was actually someone completely different. It was a guy named Mike Maddock, who was a retired Army Ranger, a member of the military family, and also an insurance policy expert in Sacramento. He threw 17 out, completely rewrote it to make it accessible and transparent. And when I told George Joseph that, I think you've addressed all my items here, there was no reason not to support it.
Well, Jamie Court, this got in trouble, didn't it, in the Sacramento Superior Court? And if I'm not mistaken, didn't those in favor of 33 purchase your website domain?
Well, that's just a sideshow, but they try to tie that up. They also try to change the language from what the Attorney General says about how this raises rates on people who had a lapse in coverage, and they failed. They try to take our ballot arguments, talking about how this deregulates the insurance industry out, and it failed. They try to, what they didn't try to stop, which was an interesting point in the ballot argument. If you go to another state like Texas and you put in, and this is the same rating factor, you put in, I didn't drive previously and I didn't have insurance, into your insurance quote. Your insurance quote goes up by 50% in Texas and other states. It's really
hard
to
listen to Sam. But wait, excuse me, Jamie, don't the majority of other states actually have portable persistency?
Well, there is no such thing, Michael. This is what I love. There is no such thing as portable persistency. When in the 1990s, when Sam just talked about how this was being used, well, in fact, Mercury illegally, you try to charge people based on this rating factor and try to call it portable persistency. The court said it's just crap. That's not what it is. It is about charging people based on whether they have continuous coverage. You can't equate it with loyalty. We had actuaries. We have the Department of Insurance saying it's not the same thing. That's the big lie here. It's a new rating factor. It doesn't have anything to do with the loyalty factor you have to one company. That is the rating factor. This is about whether you are loyal to the insurance system completely, whether or not you needed to have insurance because you weren't driving or you're a first-time driver. That is what this factor is. And the only thing will happen is if people have not had insurance for 18 months and a day because they're unemployed, or they are a first-time driver because they're just allowed a driver's license, they will get rate hikes of 30 or 40%, and they will be locked out of the system. And to hear Sam say that this is a whole all new written, he went to see George Joseph, and I don't know what transpired there, but I do know this. George Joseph wrote his group a $200,000 check personally. And I find it very disingenuous when a group that's supposedly against redlining, and that's what this is, this allows an insurance company to lock certain types of people out of the market, comes down and says this is a whole makeover of a proposal that every editorial board in the state, the insurance commissioner, the legislative analyst, it is the same proposal with a couple of political changes to put some lipstick on the pig. Prop 33 is one insurance company billionaire's dream for the last 24 years. We banned using whether you've had insurance as a rating factor in auto insurance for 24 years ago for one reason, because it was used to keep uninsured people out of the market. And since then, we've had tremendous success at seeing auto insurance rates go way down, having the fourth most competitive market in the country. This is about one insurance company's marketing strategy. And the consequence for people who have had a lapse in coverage because they moved to New York and took mass transit, or because they're a first-time driver, very good reasons, or they worked in an embassy abroad, heroes in our country, and they came back to California to get auto insurance, the consequence is going to be very large rate hikes, and it's indisputable, because when you introduce a rating factor, there are winners and there are losers. And if you're going to give a little discount to a lot of people who've had insurance, the people who have not had insurance, regardless of it being that they didn't drive, we'll see very big premium increases. And that means we're going to have more uninsured in the road, and that's not going to help people. So
right,
to dress
actually,
this
I want to bring
up
our
as
listeners.
Portable persistency is just wrong, Michael. I mean, I've been following insurance for two decades, and that's not what this is.
I want to bring our listeners into this. And some of you may indeed have questions about Prop 33, but also you may want to simply let us know what your sentiments are about it and what your concerns are, or if you champion it, by all means, feel free to join us. Any of your comments and your involvement is welcome. Pro, con, how do you feel about Prop 33? You're going to vote for it, against it? You want to know more? You can join us now and find out and pretty much express yourself. Our toll-free number is available. It's 866-733-6786. We welcome your calls, and the time to call would be now. Again, toll-free, 866-733-6786. You can also email us. Our email address, forum@kqed.org, or post any questions or comments you might have on our website, by going to kqed.org/forum and clicking on this segment. Or if you have questions or comments, you can tweet them to us. Our Twitter handle is at @KQEDForum. And, of course, you can also go on to Facebook. Will Prop 33 make your car insurance cheaper or more expensive? Well, obviously, it depends on whom you ask. And proponents of the initiative say it will encourage competition in the auto insurance market, making policies cheaper and more accessible. And the critics are saying it will allow insurers to unfairly penalize customers with no insurance or with lapsed coverage. Jamie Court with us is president of Consumer Watchdog in Los Angeles, a leader of StopProp33.org. He is opposed. And Sam Kang here with us, the studio's general counsel of Greenlining Institute, a multi-ethnic public policy research and advocacy institute. And Sam Kang, I have to get you on record here. $200,000 check to Greenlining Institute?
Yeah. So after we decided, and I informed George Joseph that we were going to support Prop 33 because we think it's good policy, we went back down there and told him, you know, we're going to try to reach out to 250,000 diverse voters across the state of California. And he was very excited about that. That's why he wanted to contribute and partner with us in reaching out to those diverse voters.
And if you supported the initiative, and then he wrote the check.
Yes. Okay. And here's also what happened. I mean, if you look at the slate of ballot initiatives this November, I mean, voters will struggle to find any initiative on either side that's either not supported by a big corporation, a special interest group, a powerful union, or a billionaire of some kind. On this slate of ballot initiatives alone, there's a billionaire trying to support giving $10 billion more per year to K-12 schools. There's another ballot initiative supported by a billionaire that's trying to close corporate tax loopholes. And under Prop 33, we've got a billionaire that's trying to make the market more competitive by offering discounts to consumers.
But this billionaire was working against California voters for about 15 years and, as I said, was fined $500,000.
I think what the lesson here is, Michael, is that with Prop 17, we didn't just beat him. We won him over because the initiative that's drafted with 33 is something that's completely different. And when Jamie talks about what happens in other states, that's a fundamentally flawed analogy. First of all, I think Jamie and his colleagues use the states of Texas and sometimes Nevada and Florida as examples of what could happen in California. The problem is in those states are not exactly models of consumer protection, especially Texas. But even if you have any other state in the books that you're comparing to, the comparison just wouldn't apply because California is light years ahead in consumer protection because of Prop 103. No other state has Prop 103 to protect consumers, none except California. Prop 103 would not allow the doomsday, the sky is falling scenario that Jamie is talking about.
Well, let's get a quick response from you, Jamie, because we want to go to our callers. And by the way, this is all part of our What's Government For?
Let me just say, we wrote Prop 103 to regulate. The founder of our group wrote it. We regulated the auto insurance. We've been protecting it for 24 years, including intervening to making sure that this guy who's behind this initiative, George Joseph, it has not been able to use this factor illegally, because when he did in the mid-90s, it raised rates on consumers in California by 40%. That was in California. And we stopped him in a court. We won in a court. We got the insurance commissioner to affirm that was illegal. And all he's doing with Prop 33 is trying to bring us back to what he was doing illegally in the 90s. And if you're going to believe someone, you're going to believe the people who wrote Prop 103 and Consumers Union, who's against Prop 33, and every editorial board like the Chronicle and the State, who's looked at this closely? Or are you going to believe a guy who's in business to sell insurance, who's been trying to do this for 20 years?
Let me bring our callers in, and we'll find out what your thoughts are and any, again, questions you have. And we'll begin with Maringin. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I used to be a long-term resident for about 10 years in California, after which I moved to New York, Manhattan, for a year and a half. Following that, I was in India for 4 years. So the last 5 years, and now I'm back in the Bay Area. So for the last 5 years or so, I have had no need to have American insurance, at least. So this brings the question that for Prop 33, how does that affect me, and how does that make sense to have a whopping raise, as per one of your guests, for me? And the potential benefit after 5 years is on the order of 3% or 5%, the loyalty benefit. So that just seems a bit skewed, especially in my case. And I'm trying to understand, is this interpretation correct, or have I missed something here?
Sam Kang.
So I can clarify that for you. That was an excellent question. So first of all, this has nothing to do with medical insurance. This has exclusively to do in the domain of auto insurance. So everything that you describe is in terms of coming back after 5 years or more away in another country or another state and you're trying to get auto insurance again, your rates are going to go up under this current system. That's what's happening to you right now. If Prop 33 passes and if you vote yes on 33, here's what's going to happen. If you pass Prop 33 and try to get auto insurance again, even if you haven't had it for 5 years, you can start earning what's called a proportional discount, which doesn't exist today. That means this. If you have auto coverage just for 1 year out of the past 5 years, instead of losing that entire discount, you actually get 20%. If you've been insured for 4 years, you get 80%. Today, if you miss one payment at all for one day in the last 5 years, you get nothing and you probably get surcharged.
Well, I know Jamie Court wants to respond, but Jamie, before you do...
It's just not true. You know, if you're, no, Jamie, if you're living out of the
Jamie, hold on. Excuse me. We got an ISDN line here and you can't necessarily hear. But I wondered, I know you want to respond to that. I want to dovetail it with something else, though, because there's a question from a listener that ties right into it, and I'd like to hear your response. This is Don from San Ramon. It says, what's wrong with basing rates on your risk of causing a loss? New or drivers without recent driving experience should be charged more until their competence has been proven. Same with those who drive or garage their vehicles in high-risk locales.
Good question. Now you are charged more under the rating factors approved by Prop 103 if you don't have years of driving experience. So you're charged now based on your driving safety record, your years of driving experience, and your miles driven annually. So that's already covered under the current law. The difference is, let's go back to the person who took mass transit in New York and didn't have auto insurance, and they come back in the state of California. The real big lie in this initiative, which we just learned about in the legislative hearings last week, is, look, you're not going to pay any more for auto insurance because you didn't have auto insurance previously because you're not allowed to be charged based on whether you had it previously. If you don't have driving experience, you'll be charged more. If you don't have a good safety record, you'll be charged more. But this idea that you lose a loyalty discount when you stop carrying insurance and therefore you're going to get it back is not true because you're not getting that loyalty discount. You may be getting a new discount if you're previously insured or a new rate increase if you're not. But what's interesting is when we look at the big companies in California, they don't even offer loyalty discounts. Allstate offers 0% for a loyalty discount. So if you go to Allstate and you're out of the country, they don't give you a loyalty discount. It does not matter. And State Farm, the biggest, 3.8% discount to customers who are longtime customers. And they give it to those people because marketing cost, advertising cost, the cost of acquiring new customers, it's about 3.8% less for them. So they give a break to longtime customers, but it's a very small break. So the idea that you are somehow benefiting if you were previously uninsured from this initiative is a really phony one. And that's why, you know, when we had these hearings last week, we had civil rights advocates from Public Advocates and Consumers Union who in 1987 brought a case called King v. Meese. And they said, look, the industry said basically the same thing years ago that, you know, we want to charge people based on whether they had insurance previously, not because we want to discriminate against them, but because we think it's fair and it's related to some risk of loss. So when we drafted Prop 103, we took out the driving safety record, the years of driving experience. We took those things that actually were related. And no one, including in hearings last week, on the other side could prove that whether you had insurance previously or not is related to your risk of loss. There is absolutely no evidence. In fact, there are some studies suggesting that people who change insurance companies a lot actually are bigger risk because they're leaving because they've had accidents. So I think that there's so many lies here, but the fact is this will not help people at all if you had a legitimate lapse in coverage and you're a good driver. It will only hurt you.
We'll bring more callers on. We go to Ken in Berkeley. Ken, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, I have a question about portable persistency. It appears that both callers say that that's a worthy goal. What is it about the California market for insurance that is a regulated market that makes portable persistency either a good goal to pursue or a unworthy goal to pursue?
Sam Kang?
So it's a good goal to pursue because this is what happens.
Want
to
define for us portable persistency?
Sure. So being able to take the discount with you. Because right now, as it exists today, you can't take the discount with you if you want to shop around for another insurance company. What Prop 33 is trying to do is it allows the discount to remain with the consumer. So you can walk with your feet, vote with your feet, and pick the business based on who you want to have business with. Here's what also Prop 33 will do, though. Under the current system, if you lose payment for – if you don't pay for one day, if you lapse in coverage for one day just because you forgot to pay it, too bad you lose that discount. Under Prop 33, everybody gets a 90-day safety net.
What about that 3.8% that we heard from Jamie Court, which doesn't really amount to much maybe, as he puts it, except marketing, advertising?
Well, I think whatever drivers break and get, they deserve a break, however large or small it may be. Here's what 33 will do. It can offer discounts of 20% or greater in some cases for those insurance companies that want to offer it. And it appears that American Insurance wants to compete and offer that for customers.
Let me go to another caller, and that's you, Ian. Welcome. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. I feel bad about commenting without actually having read the legislation myself, but the thing just doesn't pass the smell test to me. I can't see why an insurance executive would donate his own money to help consumers save money. So I guess my question is the language in the legislation mandate that a new insurance company match a previous rate, or does it just allow them to offer a discount if they want to?
Yeah, Jamie, you want to take that?
It allows insurance companies to use this factor. It's a new rating factor. It's not the loyalty rating factor. I mean, we can go over and over and again, but if you go to a court of law where we've been, it's a totally different factor. Companies will still use loyalty. They don't use it much. But this new rating factor is something that's not telling insurance companies you have to use it, but allowing them to use it. And the danger is, I mean, this is a company, I got to tell you, that has been in the crosshairs of regulators. It's been fined. It's been the worst record with J.D. Powers in the industry. It's been called anti-consumer by prosecutors at the Department of Insurance. It's discriminated against people who are working class, single adults living together in a market conduct survey. It was on the front page of the Chronicle 2 years ago. If you give a tool like that to an insurance company like the one behind this initiative, Mercury Insurance, what it does is it allows them to keep certain types of people out of the market because they can charge a lot more to people who haven't had coverage previously. And that is called redlining. And if a lot of companies start doing it, the danger is we get a lot more people outside the insurance market and our uninsured rate goes up and our uninsured premiums go up.
Less than a minute left. It's not
conspiratorial given the fact that this happened in 1986 through 1988, which is why we banned this rating factor again. So if you believe an insurance company is doing this out of the goodness of their hearts and spending $8.5 million because it wants to charge people less, then vote for the initiative. But if you believe it's a dangerous tool, vote against it.
We've got less than a minute left. Sam Kang, final word from you.
Well, Prop 33 is a much better system than we have now. If you lapse in coverage even for one day, you are surcharged. Under Prop 33, you get a 9-day automatic protection and offers protections for unemployment, furlough, the military, and children residing with their parents.
Thank you, Sam Kang. He's General Counsel of Greenlining Institute. Thank you, Jamie Court, President of Consumer Watchdog in Los Angeles. And thank you, our listeners. We're here with you Monday through Friday, 9 to 11, with an hour repeat at 10 to 11 in the evening. Thanks to our senior editor, Dan Zoll, and to our producers, Judy Campbell, Irene Noguchi, and Amanda Stupai. Our engineer is Danny Bringer. Our executive producer, Raul Ramirez. I'm Michael Krasny.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio, the Germanicos Foundation, and the Generosity Foundation in honor of Louise and Claude Rosenberg, and by a generous gift from Jan Schrem and Maria Minetti Schrem, owners of Clos Pegase Winery, who believe that all people deserve access to education, information, and culture for a lifetime of exploration and learning.